Hello, my name is Larry Lewis, your host, and welcome to another edition of the iPod Technocast. In our last installment of the iPod Technocast, I introduced you to MobileSpeak 4, and we talked about MobileSpeak 4 and its different characteristics, primarily focusing on the multi-voice aspect of MobileSpeak 4. As I mentioned in the last podcast, MobileSpeak 4, the latest product offering from Code Factory, offers us cross-platform capability, access to multi-voice capabilities that we showed in the last podcast. And then we also talked about being ready for next generation of phones. And what we're going to focus on in this particular podcast is the touchscreen capabilities of MobileSpeak. A little bit of history for you. MobileSpeak Pocket is a software offering that was released by Code Factory in 2005. And that provided access to pocket PCs, PDAs at the time, that had touchscreens. It also provided access to cellular phones that had touchscreens running the Windows Mobile operating system. It was truly amazing to have that sort of touchscreen access on a device. And, you know, it worked extremely well, and it still does work extremely well for current users of MobileSpeak Pocket version 2. What we have with the cross-platform capabilities of MobileSpeak now, though, is the ability to work not just on Windows Mobile devices, but also work on Symbian-based devices that have touchscreens as well. So we have more of a uniform command set, uniform capability, ability to activate our phone, as I mentioned in our last installment, by using our phone number to activate via SMS or an internet connection with our phone. But now we have this amazing touch capability that takes access a step further than MobileSpeak Pocket really did. As a comparison, I would also like to address the issue of the iPhone, because I think the iPhone is also an amazing device that came out last summer. Apple did a very excellent job in making the iPhone accessible to those of us who are vision impaired. Apple took its voice over screen reading application that can be found on Macintosh computers and scaled it down so that it would work on the iPhone and give you access to the iPhone. And so one of the questions that's asked of me quite often is, why would we need a MobileSpeak equipped phone when we have the iPhone that has access built in? So I want to take a minute and explain to you my perspective on that. Then I want to just show you briefly how the iPhone works. And then I want to show you as a contrast how MobileSpeak works. And what we'll do then is we'll conclude by sort of summarizing and wrapping up with my opinion, because I actually think there's room in the market for both products, providing that you as a user take some time and think about it is about what it is that you actually really want. And you just don't get caught up in the hype, I need an iPhone, this is great, I need an iPhone. It is great and it is fantastic, but you need to look at your needs first and not get caught up in the marketing hype, the marketing wave. In the interest of transparency, everybody knows that I've been involved with Code Factory software, using it for about the last 6 years. You should also know that AT&T, who is the exclusive carrier of the iPhone in the United States, is a client of mine, and I've actually done some work for AT&T as it relates to promoting the iPhone. So this is not a podcast that is Larry-specific, you know, siding with MobileSpeak or siding with the iPhone or whatever. It's as objective as an analysis or a summarization that I can give you, and it is just my opinion for what it's worth. So hopefully you'll get something out of it, and it'll provide some clarification for you so that you can make some informed choices instead of being feeling like you're being told what to do or, as I said, riding the marketing wave in any event. So let's talk a little bit about the iPhone first. I have an iPhone in my hand, and the nice thing about the iPhone, as I said, you go to the AT&T store if you're in the United States, or you know, you can go to an Apple store or your phone carrier, depending on what country you're in, and you get your iPhone, you get it out of the box, and with a little bit of sighted help, you go into the settings menu, you go to accessibility, and then you enable VoiceOver. I understand there's a way you can connect the iPhone to your computer that might have a screen reader built onto your computer and activate it that way. I have not done that. For those of you who have not seen an iPhone is a complete touch screen. It only has one button on the screen, and that one button is a home button, and that kind of gets me back to what I call home base. So all I'm doing now is I'm turning on the iPhone, and it takes a while to power up, sort of boots up. Once it is booted up, you can press the power button on the top of the phone and put it just briefly into a screen lock mode.
3:21.
And it tells me that it's 3:21 p.m. and my screen is locked. So I'm running my finger up from the home button.
Unlock button.
And
double tap to unlock.
And so I can double tap right here to unlock, and I can pretty much unlock my phone.
Mail. Double tap to open.
Let's talk a little bit about what's happening here. So I have a screen here, and all of this technology, be it mobile speak, be it iPhone technology, it works off of a concept called gestures. And gestures are movements that your fingers can make on the screen to perform specific tasks. The gestures between the iPhone and mobile speak are quite different. The iPhone, I would characterize it as a much more holistic approach to gestures. You have a screen in front of you. You can navigate. What I'm doing right now is I've got my finger in the upper left corner, and it beeps when there's nothing there.
Messages.
And I see messages
right
here.
Double tap to open.
And it tells me that I can double tap that to open. If I want to move to my right, I can flick my finger to the right.
Photos. Photos. Camera. YouTube.
Photos,
double
camera, YouTube.
Open. Stocks.
Stocks.
Maps.
Maps. And
double
I can also flick my finger back.
Stocks.
To go back to the left.
YouTube. Camera. Photos. Calendar. Messages. Calendar.
So I'm going to keep
calendar. Double tap to open.
And I can double tap my screen to open my calendar.
Calendar.
And now I have a new screen here. And again, I can use my gestures. I often start in the upper left.
Add button. Previous day. Button. Monday. January. Next day. Button.
So I'm just flicking to my right, going to back to previous day.
Today. Button. List. Button. Day. Selected. Button. Month. Button.
I can
day,
flick back.
List. Button. Today. Button. 3. Calendar. Monday. January 25th, 2000.
And so I basically have opened this up.
Month. Button. Day. List. But today, but next day, but Monday, previous day, but back, button.
And I can go to my back button and I can double click that.
Set the details for this event.
And I can actually set details for my event and do lots of different things like that. If I really want to get out of this, I can hit my home button.
Home. Calendar. Double tap to open.
And it leaves me right where I've left off.
Photos. Camera. Clock. Calculator. Settings. Calculator.
So I'm just flicking to the left and the right.
Notes.
Double tapping when I want to open, and you can hear the notes. Little sound effects to open up my notes. I can create new notes.
No notes. Search. Tech. No notes. No notes.
I don't have any notes on this device. It's a fairly new device for me. I actually picked it up so I could get really acclimated with the iPhone. So you have a number of things that you can do.
Home.
Here.
No notes. Phone. Page 1 of 2. iTunes.
Let me get into our phone.
Calculate. iTunes. Page 1 of 2. Settings. iTunes. App Store. Compass. Page 1 of 2. Phone. App Store.
And you can even see that I
select a Wi-Fi network.
Go into where I don't
phone.
Want to necessarily
App Store.
Go. So.
iPod. Safari. Mail. Phone. Page 1 of 2. Phone. Phone. Blank phone number. Recents.
So I've gone into my phone.
0. 5.
And I'm on my phone right now. If I want to enter information in on my phone,
8.
I can basically double tap.
8. 5. 5.
And so I'm just double tapping. I've got 8, 5, 2. I can go ahead and do phone numbers here.
Delete.
I have a call
save
button.
Save as contact. Call. Button. Save as contact. Call. Delete. Button. Call. Delete. Button. Delete.
So the idea is not to make a phone call here, but I can actually delete my information. It's not really telling me what I'm deleting, but I'm deleting a digit at a time. So I can pretty much move around my iPhone pretty easily, and it's quite powerful. I can actually check email, get onto the internet, do all sorts of different types of things. There's actually a nice little touch keyboard where I can actually double tap on letters and write. It takes a little bit of getting used to, but it's a fantastic device. There's not a lot of configurability to it, but there is the ability to pretty much try out different types of applications. And because it's built into the operating system, many of them work out of the box. I know there's lots of different listservs and so forth. So I think it's, again, ingenious what Apple has done. They have provided a little bit more of a cost-effective solution for individuals. In using the iPhone, didn't find as much help out of the box that maybe I would have liked, but it was pretty easy for me to pick up, and I'm by no means an iPhone expert. And it's a good device, though. It's a good product, and the VoiceOver is a really good situation for those of you who want to go to your AT&T store or your phone carrier and actually get that out of the box, off the shelf access working on your phone. It works extremely well. So I want to switch gears and show you how MobileSpeak differs a little bit in its approach to providing equal, and in some cases, I think a little bit more robust access than the iPhone would give you. I have a T-Mobile touchscreen phone in my hand right now, and for those of you who have used MobileSpeak Pocket in the past, you understand that MobileSpeak Pocket divides the screen into four quadrants. Your upper left corner would be quadrant one. Your Your upper left quadrant would be quadrant one on the screen. Your upper right quadrant would be quadrant two. Then you would have quadrant three and quadrant four going clockwise from right to left. So one and four quadrants are above each other, and two and three are above each other. That has been changed a little bit. We still have the quadrant concept. But what MobileSpeak does, MobileSpeak 4 does, is it actually groups these commands and makes them a little bit easier to use. If you think in terms of screen reading, you have commands that where you're going to something, you also have settings commands, and you also have reading commands. And those would be your three characteristics or your three groups of commands for MobileSpeak. And different commands can be brought up depending on what quadrant that you press. So the first thing that happens when you install this software on a touch device, be it Symbian or be it a Windows mobile touchscreen, is you're put into a mode where you can actually explore the screen and actually get the sense of how your screen, the dimensions of your screen. Because one thing that happens for those of us who are vision impaired, we're so used to processing things in parts. And when we actually have to think in terms of a holistic screen, sometimes breaking that down can become a little bit overwhelming. So the first thing that happens is you can get acclimated with your screen. Once you've done that, you can then begin to work with MobileSpeak. Like the other version, we have a key describer mode, which is quite handy. There's also documentation, online documentation that's very helpful to get acclimated with this. So I'm going to hit my quadrant one for go-to.
Today's go-to. Command Describer Mode on. Press Command Modifier key or go to greater tap to open parent for touch devices. Close parent again to exit this mode.
So all I'm going to do is I can now pretty much...
Right arrow moves the cursor to the next character and reads it. Opens this menu.
Reading right here.
Increases the value. Stop speech command.
My quadrant stop 3 is very important. Output. That'll stop speech all the time.
Go to... Right soft key command.
I just hit quadrant
activates
3 for right soft.
Activates the right soft key of left soft key command. Activate command describer mode off.
And so I can turn my command describer mode off. So I'm pretty much hitting go to, and I have a couple of seconds to hit any of those four quadrants once, twice, or hitting a long tap to perform a variety of different commands. So let's say I want to go to my start menu. I'm just going to hold quadrant 1 down for a couple of seconds.
Today, T1 of 11.
And so now what I can do is I can actually scroll through that.
Code factor, count, contacts, internet explore, messaging, T-zones, Z.
And I can actually tap on T-zones. And I can actually tap my screen twice like an enter key.
Connecting.
And that'll connect to the internet.
Connecting to colon T-mobile data. Connecting to GPRS. Link settings. Console button. Hide button.
And so what I'm doing is it's pretty much connecting to the internet and so forth. I can navigate, as I said, we have reading commands. I can also close this application pretty easily, pretty much just by holding my quadrant key 2 down, long tap.
T-zones window, internet, right salt, internet.
I'm just going to close that out.
Today screen, left soft calendar. Right, soft contacts.
So I could activate my calendar and my contacts pretty easily simply by hitting my go-to button.
Go-to.
And I can hit quadrant 3, which is pretty much just going to open up my contacts window. And so that'll open up my contacts.
Contacts window. List. Abbott. George. Open
parent
847. Close parent 987-2299. M1 of 1181. But Abbott, Polly.
It reads that I have 1181 contacts.
Abraham, Harold.
I'm able to scroll
Ace,
down through that.
Samuel, Acosta, Bob, Bo Acosta at football.net. E5 of 1181.
Now, what I'm doing on this phone is I'm using a combination of touch commands and also using things like the joystick and so forth. And I think that's a distinguishing factor between the iPhone and your mobile speak equipped touchscreen phone, is oftentimes you can pick a phone that will have some tactile buttons on it so that you're not confined simply to a screen. Again, I'm going to close this. I can actually go into this.
Enter. Contacts window. List. Sandy-mailbarboacosta at football.net.
So I can email this individual.
Left soft e-mail. Right soft menu.
So I can write soft. I can actually close this, and instead of going home,
List,
I'm just going
Acosta,
back a level to where
Bob,
I was.
Contacts window. Today screen.
So as I indicated, we have three groups of screen reading commands. We have our go-to, we have our settings, and we have our speak commands, which can comprise reading and some other status commands and so forth. Now, there is context-sensitive help, and there is, as I said, you know, the key describer mode and so forth. But let's suppose that maybe it's taken a while to remember all these different types of commands, which is a fair argument. I mean, there's a lot of commands to remember. MobileSpeak has implemented a command list, which enables us to pick a specific group, a specific type of command, such as our speak command, and actually enable the command list. Now, I'm going to enable our speak command list, and you need to be careful because if you long tap quadrant 4, you will lock your screen, and you'll need to triple tap to get that back. But you will actually lock your screen. So what it entails is I'm going to tap quadrant 4 and then run my finger either down or across to enable that command list.
Command list, 13 items.
And so,
read soft keys command.
All that I did was I tapped my speak key and then I slid my finger down and I opened up a command list. And that put me in my command list.
Speak. Reading. Exit. Read soft keys command.
So, it's kind of tricky and it takes some getting used to, but you pretty much
date and time command
have to press your quadrant 4 for your speak, for instance.
Read whole screen
and now you can
command.
Scroll down with your finger.
Spell last command. Repeat last command.
And so you don't have to remember anything.
Read status command. Read focus command. Phonetically spell last spoken text command. Read current sentence. Read from top command.
You have all
command.
Your reading keys, all your reading commands.
Read from cursor command. Reading. Exit. Read soft keys command. Date and time command. Read whole screen command. Spell last command.
So if I want to read my whole screen,
whole screen
I don't have to remember
command.
The command for that.
Today screen. T-zones. Set up my e-mail. No unread messages. Tap here to sign into Pocket MSN. Left soft calendar, right soft contacts.
And that will give me a snapshot.
My e-mail.
And now if I want it to again go to my calendar or my contacts, I could hit my go-to command and hit quadrant 3, which would be as I did earlier for my contacts. So it sounds maybe a little bit more confusing and overwhelming than it is. You have your three groups of commands. You have your ability to use your key describer, but you also have your ability to pull up a command list just by hitting the quadrant where your group of commands resides, and then sliding your finger down that specific quadrant to invoke the command list. You can then scroll up and down, and you can double tap the screen to simulate an enter key to activate that command. In closing, and again, this short podcast is not really designed to show you how to use mobile speak with a touch screen. It's pretty much designed to illustrate how it differs from the iPhone. And in closing, I think for users who want just that out-of-the-box experience, very simplistic experience without a lot of configurability, you know, the iPhone's not a bad product. But if you're wanting a full-fledged screen reader, I guess VoiceOver would also be considered a full-fledged screen reader. But if you're wanting a screen reader that can work on touch phones that have just a touch screen, but also have QWERTY keyboards and other hardware options, mobile speak would be the way you would want to go. It also offers you some things as it relates to configurability for those of us who use refreshable braille displays, some magnification options, and some enhanced, as we learned in our last podcast, some multi-voice capabilities within the specific application. So I think there's room in the market for both, quite honestly. I think the iPhone gives you some things that were not ordinarily available before. And I think what the iPhone and the VoiceOver technology has done is it's forced Code Factory to really be creative as how it manages information on these devices with touch screens. You also are not confined to this Windows Mobile anymore, as I mentioned earlier. A lot of these Symbian phones works very similarly as far as how commands are described and how commands are organized within the device. So it is exciting for sure, and it just provides more access to all of us, having both the iPhone in the market as well as Mobile Speak 4. I personally am not the type of user, because I'm so screen reader minded in how screen readers are organized, to where I find Mobile Speak a little bit more intuitive for me, just being able to think in terms of where to go to get commands. Having said that, I think that gestalt, that holistic type approach that Apple provides, is a viable option. So that is my opinion, for what it's worth, my 2 cents worth, and I hope that it makes some sense to you. For any questions about either solution, please feel free to email me at Larry, L-A-R-R-Y dot Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, at flying, F-L-Y-I-N-G, dash blind, B-L-I-N-D dot com, and I'll be happy to respond to your email. You can also always go to the website where you've probably been already since you've downloaded this podcast and look for information as it becomes available for these and other sorts of types of technology. Until our next podcast, thanks a million for listening. It's been fun doing not just this podcast, but the other Mobile Speak podcast that precedes it. And I really appreciate you taking a little bit of time with me and going through this innovative solution. Until next time, take care, and we'll speak with you soon.